News Talk ZB, it is now 24 to 7. Milford Asset Management. Now, Milford's KiwiSaver plan has won Morningstar's KiwiSaver Category Fund Manager of the Year in both 2013-2014. The award is in recognition of the superior performance and service Milford strives to deliver across its KiwiSaver fund range. And for more information or an investment statement, you can go to www.milfordasset.com, or the telephone number is 0800 662 346. That is 0800 662 346. David Lewis is with Milford Asset Management, and David is with us once again. Nice to talk to you, David. Thank you so much. All right, David, so we've got a couple of weeks gone in 2015. How are returns looking so far across local and international markets, do you think?
Well, New Zealand started pretty well. As of the close today, the NZ SE 50 is up by 1.3% this year. Australia's been soft. It's down by 1.8%. Looking globally at the MSCI index of all international share markets, that's down by around 1.8%. Within it, Europe is up, US is down, Japan is down. So it has been quite varied internationally so far in 2015. The other important aspect, I guess, is that it's been quite volatile, meaning we've had some days where markets internationally have been very strong to be sort of wiped out by some reasonable sized losses the following day. But the good news, yeah, both in terms of performance and volatility, is that New Zealand has started off where it finished 2014, and that is in pretty good shape. As I said, up 1.3% without the sort of bounces up and down that we've seen overseas.
And what about the key themes, the key issues driving share markets?
Well, January is normally a very quiet time for trading in share markets, and that has generally been the case again this year in terms of the volumes of trades that have been happening. But there has been a lot of news for the market to digest. At a high level, I'd say there's three most important issues have been, firstly, that markets are increasingly worried about very low levels of inflation globally. Secondly, a lot of focus on the European Central Bank. Is it going to engage in quantitative easing, so further supportive policy for Europe? And finally, that interest rates have fallen further globally this year. So as always in markets, those three are all somewhat interrelated. Each of those factors feeds off another to an extent. And in terms of the local share market, what those themes mean really is that this continued push lower in international interest rates has meant a lot of demand for the solid dividend-paying income parts of the New Zealand stock market again. So property stocks here are up by almost 4% this year. Mighty River Power up 10%. So those solid energy companies also doing well. Meridian's up by 8% too.
On another level, another issue, the changes to the Swiss franc last week. Take us through this. What do you see here?
Yeah, that was a very interesting and unusual development. It partly relates to what the European Central Bank is doing. So in that sense, it's kind of captured by those three key themes I mentioned earlier. Anyway, what happened there was that the Central Bank in Switzerland had, since 2011, capped or fixed its currency. So it was standing in the market and selling Swiss francs to prevent their currency getting too strong and hurting the local economy. So for various reasons, which have been debated quite fiercely since, they terminated that policy on Thursday night. And that meant really that all this water behind the dam, if you like, you know, the market's push in the background for a stronger Swiss franc that had been there for years, that was effectively let out in one burst. So the Swiss franc jumped by about 30% that night against the euro and the US dollar. It settled a bit later on, but still closed 15% stronger in one session.
What impact do you think this will have on the impact, you know, globally, the global impact?
Excuse me, in the short term, it has had a reasonable impact, particularly in Europe. Swiss shares are down by around 15% since it happened. There have been a degree of worries about banks more broadly in Europe. But ultimately, you know, Switzerland is a reasonably small economy. It's only around 0.4% of global GDP. People did take the move also as a message, as I said, that the European Central Bank would be out with some friendly and supportive policy announcements soon. The other point, I mean, a stronger currency for Switzerland means weaker currencies for its trading partners, so there's always a winner and a loser in these currency aspects. So, I mean, in the medium term, we don't really see this as having a major impact on growth in the world economy. A few rumbles in the short term, but in the medium term, we think we'll get through it.
All right, and Milford's outlook for share markets?
Well, growth in the global economy is okay right now. It's not too strong, but it's not too weak either. Lower oil prices have been a big change. We see that as very supportive. We see it as a tax cut effectively for the global consumer. Other issues, importantly, as I've mentioned, there's a lot of quantitative easing, a lot of money printing going on from central banks globally. That means low interest rates, and they'll be staying low through this year, we think, which encourages investors to buy shares. At the moment, in Germany or Japan, the 10-year interest you get on a government bond is less than 0.5% and less than 2% in the US. So that encourages people to buy shares. So we think against that sort of background, share markets should do okay this year. We're looking for returns in the 5-10% area. We don't think they'll be the very strong returns that we've seen over the past 2 or 3 years up in the teens. But we do think the outlook is okay. We think there'll be a few more ups and downs than we've seen in the last year or two, but, in a sense, that's the opportunity. That's exciting. It allows you to invest in good companies at better prices at the right time. So, that's something that we at Milford are pretty excited about looking into 2015.
Okay, thank you, David. David Lewis, Milford Asset Management. It's now 17 to 7.